he realized that the understanding, the insight into the dependent nature of reality, the dependent origination, really must lie at the core of one's perfect view of emptiness.
大家呢，到底我们你兄弟可多呢？这个，丢了这把的，这个丢了这把的，我了这把的，啊，这那个别个，这大部分车的，蘑菇松的话，啊，这是他们咯，别个，亚当的是那么几个这个家了，我这是彩的，啊，丁肉这个干了，跑步去了的。
And if you look at the reasoning of the Madhyamaka teachers and also the Madhyamaka texts, the middle way school texts on emptiness, we will find great varieties of reasoning, such as reasoning that approaches the nature of reality through the concept of theory of causation, and also the reasoning of the seven-point analysis and sevenfold reasoning, and also there are reasonings that approaches from the point of view of the effects of things and so on. However, all of these reasoning must ultimately converge on the reasoning of dependent origination. So dependent origination really has to be the foundation of all of these diverse analysis, diverse ways of reasoning into reality. And this is the case with the Madhyamaka school. And this is particularly the case with the followers of the Madhyamaka standpoint, where even the very idea of any intrinsic reality or intrinsic existence is rejected. And from the point of view of such Madhyamaka thinkers, and then the reasoning of the dependent origination is said to be like the king among all reasoning. It's said to be the supreme among all the Madhyamaka reasonings.
Sunda? 当然，人家的用着，因为我们太阳神了的，对，因为，家里面的就冬天兄弟拿了的呀，他我们天气我的人就是七十八的幺马的，我们吧，真的，五十真的，冬天你不得说说，这是他说是家里的亲戚，是不是？但我们吧，连南山都是在野外天天的，但我们被老人全部都是什么都心术下边呢？但说老人冷淡的。
啊，那边三界讲你巴达里啊，他主要只能搞下点的当要的。你看咯，早些人就嘛讲一个，早些人就嘛讲你，要不可多了。但怕说都早些人就嘛，不得不里的眼在三界讲到那边这些，他说路路单那么特别才没得，不得不里的咱们也在不得了呀。你那边冷天个，俺得了话，俺去，搞出来，托车路难的，托车路他的不给，走了这都是。 送下么？他和送下凶，但得了呀，像那边到这边，像新的，接不难的，你知道呢？三界讲的，嘛送下不得，农村买的不一么大，那边连那个三界讲的呀，这个建设那些不得，那边这个中间养他，我吃的买的不起，那都接不那些不，人们那么多下雨的，那他那边连这个。
他那多让这些学的，三五十五他用的去。三界讲的，你班得到，你他那多让这些没学会，三五十五他用的去。在里面就是啥呢？他到这他那多让这些学会呢？可是现在样子，今天都到处他用的去。他那多要，咱们你晓得让他干的，就是啥呢？你该怎么就是咱们这边这个，他说不学不起来的，空这不学不起，空这不学用的多。 但你没得啥呢？哎，我们把你啊，录入个简章给他，我们把全部都拿到他，太阳给写完了，你用给写呢？当然都是呢，哎，你啊，其实他伢罗他说不讲，我们把那南西给，哎，我们天气我都让有你，啥都行了。
Within the Madhyamaka, followers of the Madhyamaka school, the middle way school, although historically in India, we may not find references to two distinct subdivisions within that, such as Madhyamaka Svatantika and Prasangika, what we do find in the historical literature of ancient India is the division amongst the Mahayana schools between the mind-only school, the Chittamantra school, and the middle way, Madhyamaka school. However, if you look at the Madhyamaka literature, the middle way school literature, we do find grounds, adequate grounds to distinguish between two principal lines of thought. All of the Madhyamaka philosophers comment upon the writings of Nagarjuna. And among the commentators of Nagarjuna, the earliest one, one of the earliest ones was Buddhapalita. And Buddhapalita wrote a commentary on Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way. And then later, Bhava Viveka wrote his commentary to the Mula Madhyamaka Karika. And in his commentary, he took issues with various points in Buddhapalita's writing. And so subjected many of Buddhapalita's interpretation to critical debate. And this then gave rise to a further kind of interpretation. For example, Chandrakirti then came into the picture. Chandrakirti read the two commentaries and then felt that in fact Buddhapalita's standpoint really represents the true thought of Nagarjuna. And he defended Buddhapalita against the objections of Bhava Viveka. In any case, the point is that if you examine these commentaries carefully, you do find that there is a principal sort of a difference between the two standpoints. On the one side are masters like Bhava Viveka, who seems to accept at some level, at some conventional level, the idea of intrinsic existence and intrinsic identity, whereas Chandrakirti and Buddhapalita, they reject any notion of intrinsicality, any notion of intrinsic identity or intrinsic existence, both at the conventional reality, both at the level of conventional reality, and also at the level of ultimate reality. And the reason for that is that if the notion of intrinsic existence and identity is accepted, even if at the conventional level, then one runs into all sorts of complications and inconsistencies. Whereas if you reject, if you negate the idea of intrinsic existence and intrinsic identity across the board, and also both at the levels of conventional reality and ultimate reality, then there seem to be such a standpoint seem to be invulnerable to any criticism and objections. And so it is on the basis of that kind of difference in the interpretation of Nagarjuna's writings later. Historians and writers coined the term of the two subdivisions between the Madhyamaka Svatantika and the Madhyamaka Prasangika.
Chaji, Gundebe, Lumi, or Tongshin, Betane, any, Shajan, 최신 텔레미비 아니 엔진기 아니 미그에 따서 최신 디딩기 랑세나 아니 라오메 모 나한돌로리아 툭툭아 라오메 모 나요야 디 강인바티 아 꾸니 시부지 총소나 아니 대산이 기발하는 슈버리스 김민기 다 나와 근데 로메베 추기 그게다 네번째야다 되네 동바 캐는 탐셔다 대회 오니 그게 네번째야 디니부디 나와 된지 로메베 추로 네바 장윤주 동바 캐는 대회 고하디 좋아미디 동바 캐는 탐셔다 대회 고하디 네바 장윤주 자네 된지 루미기 고 니바 대민이지. 근데 그 낭동이부디 시시도 낭동 과 시치기 때문이야. 아니 그 게임에도 참여 줘봐. 아니 소소 나와 시시도 대중 투표 공부도 못 해.
The next line, verse we read that a person is entered the path that pleases the Buddha when for all objects in the cycle or beyond he sees that cause and effect can never fail. And when for him they lose all solid appearance. What we see here is an understanding that a cycle of existence, samsaric existence, and the beyond, referring to the nirvana, samsara and nirvana are in fact two states of whether or not you have gained insight into emptiness. So ignorance of the ultimate nature of reality constitutes the unenlightened existence, constitutes samsaric existence. And insight into the ultimate nature of reality constitutes the nirvana or the freedom. So it is in relation to this ultimate nature of reality we are either caught up in the cycle of existence or we attain the state beyond or nirvana. And so it says that and so when you can cultivate such an insight that when you perceive the world of cause and effect, the infallible laws of cause and effect, the relationship between cause and effect, at that point, if your perception is not clouded by any projection or some kind of intrinsic or independent reality, then you have found the path that pleases the Buddha. Then the text then goes on to write that in contrast, you have yet to find or realize the thought of the able ones. As long as two ideas seem disparate and disparate to you, the appearance of things and infallible, the infallible interdependent nature of reality and emptiness that is beyond taking any position. So the two things that are being contrasted here are. One is the appearance of the independent, appearance of the world of dependent origination on the one hand, and the emptiness that is the world beyond any position. And so long as you are unable to converge, bring the convergence of these two ideas onto the single point, then you haven't attained the path that pleases the Buddhas. You haven't really, in other words, you haven't attained the perfect view of emptiness. Until that point, when you reflect upon dependent origination, you are not able to maintain your understanding of emptiness. When you reflect upon emptiness of intrinsic reality, then you are unable to then affirm the dependent nature of reality. So at that So long as that is the case, you haven't reached the final standpoint. So, on the other hand, when you have reached the point where the two ideas converge without any contradiction on a single point, then you have attained the perfect view of emptiness.
Oh, yeah. That's the name. Namshir Renjama, but you just do Sunday. 동반이 있어야 돼. 정신 동반이어야 돼. 아니 대범해. 아니 다 라왕기에 동. 지주산에 아니 때문에 라왕기 다 등이기 동신은 그 때문에 하신 말이. 때문에 주님 안 돼. 사다 때문에 신천지면 이르산에 아니 유전 대비 자제디 아니 신도 태발해. 사다 근데 인류 동배 고아 치마로고지 로리아 샤요나 근데 땡디 신도 태버지리아 또 내가 장피야 지금 말이 나 근데 땡디기 펜즈 아서 찍질러 떼버디기 근데도 샤네 땜에 라오에 떠래 진짜네 땡디기 아니 근생기 동립 내가 장피 용주 아니 동배 고아 내가 실례 용주 댄지 남시 전혀 뭐 직접 도스 직접 도스는 고안이부터 가서 그 직화 당연히 그 직화 그냥 미디어 차는 되는 말이야. 그루디 때다 댄디더 동배 고아디 시직이 되느냐 에 가서 그 남시 전혀 뭐 직접 도디다 고안이부터 땅나베 직식을 봐 고아베 장통이지 고아 대통이지 요거 도나스 직접 도배 고아 대통이지 차네 최신 댄디 밀로월 통상 니네 미시 유진 진단데 아니 되게 이게 딱이 댄징기 미베 대소 대다 댄징기 미제 자세 유디 아니 가서 그게 축두부 축두부 진단데 끈이 지겨지고 것도 났어 아니 다른 거 잡아라 딱 하나 나와 댄디 루어면 디네바 창리, 소수 통화, 즉, 샨의 태바, 대상 얘기, 아니, 즉, 균세 샨의 태바, 아니, 미국의 대수 직도 하신 것도 나, 아니, 디, 댄디가 소수지, 다른 쪽으로 떠올릴 수 있는 거예요.
Then, we, in the next verse, Tsongkhapa states that, given that, the dependent and independence are mutually exclusive. And so when we reflect upon the nature of the dependent reality, dependent origination of things, then that very idea of dependence will then reinforce our understanding of the cause and effect. Because since the nature of phenomena is that of dependence, therefore such a world of dependence is possible to maintain the law of causation, the cause and effect. And so in this way, when you reflect, when you deepen your understanding of dependent origination, not only it deepens your understanding of cause and effect, but also it deepens your understanding of emptiness, because your realization, your understanding of the dependence will preclude any holding on to a notion of independence, because dependence and independence are mutually exclusive. And so what we find here is that your deepening of understanding of emptiness reinforces your understanding of dependent origination, because things are absent of independent nature. It reinforces your understanding, appreciation of the dependent nature. And as you reflect and deepen your understanding of the dependent nature of reality, it will reinforce and deepen your understanding of emptiness, the fact that all things and events are devoid of independent and intrinsic reality. So what we find here is a case of mutually reinforcing of the insight into dependent origination and insight into emptiness. One reinforces the other. Not only are you able to sort of, blend the two ideas onto a single event or a thing, but also they reinforce each other. And then, so when you are able to do that, then you will get to a point where a simple perception of things. For example, like either you perceive things and events, or you hear from someone. That perception, that experience itself, will spontaneously give rise to an insight into emptiness without having to resort to any conceptual or reasoning or thought processes. And at that point, you are said to have completed your analysis into emptiness, completed your understanding of emptiness. So we find the text makes that point in verse 12. It says that at some point they no longer alternate, referring to the two, the understanding of dependent origination and understanding of emptiness, but come together, just seeing that dependent origination never fails and brings realization that destroys your grasping at solid objects, and then your analysis with the view is complete.
Oh yeah. That is a tene jung yin sa any teme rang le tong le teba le rang le tong yin sa gyu jin le teba de shin de teba yin chi tong yin sa ne ene shen na me yo ta sa wa dang na wa ten de mi lu wa di yi ene ye kien chu be ten ne ta cha cha kien chu be ten ne ye ba chi ko tong yin du ene teme rang le tu当下怎么去但没让我的人们的话怎么去通用去那么越是谁对吧越来他那么越是谁啊但让我的观念这不没吧但没让我的这不没吧这个国内的这呢过对吧这个对呢这不这个通用去当被哎恰恰见没得吧军队给别恰恰没吧아니 딘데게 답하게 딘데 매버따에 따와지 세니 아 신도 태일이 삼베 아니 다 나네 니가 젠토 인도자네 동베 메타세션스 딘데지 인도자네 최남기 추니 예루 아니 랑신지 따와디 아니 딘데게 차지 제약이 신도 차이고지 랑신 땅에 모지 예배 인사 랑신 땅에 실루지 예배 인사 애니 최장기 교원하서디 딩 안에 딱고 가서 딩 안에 찾다지 딩 안에 딱 용 실루시다 딩 안에 용 초스 딩 안에 용 되지 통이 되잖아 애니 최장디 춘이를 찾다가 소리지 봐 저들이 뭐 인도인 동반이 그런 대우 차례 출시하나 탄스타로 처음인 줄 소셔 근데 이슈를 캠으로다 대다 남자도 노수 있는 나는 지신다고 해서 담배한테 준주 떡이는 대신 두면이 또 두시 후신 니식 배워래 시험에는 망설이 그런 거 먹어서 그렇지 차고 뭐 나만 차고 나 담배 오세 나야
So what we find here is an understanding of a relationship between dependent origination and emptiness. That dependent origination is the understanding that things and events come into being purely as a result of dependent upon other factors. Emptiness is understanding that things and events are devoid of independent reality, independent nature. So, you know, once you thus relate the two understandings and equate one in terms of the other, then not only you will arrive at a point where even the very appearance, the level of appearance, the perception of the apparent world of dependent origination will dispel any clinging to the extreme of eternalism, because your perception of the world is that of pure appearance, your perception of the world is that of sort of mere dependence, origination through mere dependence, therefore there is no indication of a belief in an independent or objective intrinsic reality. So thus the very insight into dependent origination dispels grasping to any form of eternalism.